As New Jersey Devils GM Ray Shiro is joining us here on Leafs Lunch. How are you doing, Ray?
I'm doing well, Andy. How you doing?
We're doing great. Sorry, I just got a little rattled because I tried to save a spider a few minutes ago, and then Gord just went and stepped on it and killed it, and apparently it's creating mayhem with people on Twitter here. But we're all good. We are set to go.
Aren't you glad you joined us today?
Hey, Richard, how are you?
This is what we discuss on a hockey
show. If Gord was on this, I wouldn't have come on.
Finally, someone speaks the truth.
There it is.
Exactly.
So, Ray, we've been talking a lot about this draft lottery and how the New Jersey Devils had an 8.5% chance of getting the number one pick. So I guess the most obvious question to start this interview off is, how shocked, surprised, what was your reaction when you heard the New Jersey Devils were going to pick first overall?
Well, I was, you know, everybody knows what the odds are. I was there last year. We were, positioned at number 12. We did move up or down, and you know, it happens very quickly. And next thing you know, once the big mover was Philadelphia, my first thought was, where in the heck is that going to leave us? And when you're selected to be in the final three with Dallas and Philly, I don't think anybody expected that from all three teams. But that's the way this weighted lottery is. And even, you know, if you're Colorado moving down to four or Philly moving up all the spots that they did, maybe 11, you know, even your number one pick, I mean, you have a better chance to move down than to win the actual lottery. So you've seen this in the past. But I didn't have any expectation. I was hoping to pick five. That's where we were. And worst case is to move down three spots, let's say to eight or whatever it was. I'm hoping that wouldn't happen. But, you know, to sit there and all of a sudden you're in the final three. And once you're in the final three, like with everything, you get greedy. And especially if you see a team like Philly who's next to you and who's in your, you know, you're playing against them quite a bit. And you get greedy. And then for us to win it, I think it was just, obviously it was fantastic for our fans and our franchise. And we haven't won something in a long time. So hopefully that's a step in the right direction.
So I don't know if you know, your pick, Nolan Patrick or Nico Hischier, whoever you take, can step in next year. But Ilya Kovalchuk could. What's his status?
What's he have to do with the draft lottery, Gord?
I'm just asking you. You're talking about improving your team. Permission to treat the witnesses hostile?
Yeah. Oh, God. This is like my cousin Vinny there, Gord.
I know.
I think what I've said on Kovalchuk is basically what I know, and is to reach out to his longtime agent, is Jay Grossman. So I'll reach out to him this week now that we're back. And same thing, I've read the speculation, and I was not here, obviously, when Kovalchuk was traded here and re-signed here, and we have new ownership. And so anyway, he had a great year, and then at St. Petersburg this year, they won a championship. And, I'll reach out and see what the story is and what next steps would be if that's the case, if he does want to come back. And, you know, certainly leagues would be involved with that and how he went out, you know, voluntary retired papers, all that stuff. And I believe we know what the rules are for players like that. But, you know, once I have once I talk to his agent, I'll have a little more insight as to what he wants to do. And no matter what, I think for him to sign a contract to play in the NHL, he cannot do it until July 1st anyway. So no different than the draft preparation. We have time on that as well. And once we find out what he's looking to do.
You know, earlier in the show, we were talking about how players use social media and some teams want to control that. Moments after you won the lottery, Taylor Hall went on Twitter and wrote, "Officially adding NHL lottery ball specialist to my hockey resume." Is that a case where you have to talk to him, or is this just a player that's having some fun with it?
Well, I think he's having fun with it. And, you know, I had a couple weeks ago, I had a long, long dinner with Taylor, and we talked a lot of different things. And he's passionate. He really wants to do well here. I think it's been a tough year, and obviously his former team's doing very well, but I think you have a year of mourning, obviously, if you lose something that's dear to you, and if that's the case. But I think with something like that, or Adam Henry tweeted something out, and in a good way. And, you know, social media is a place to be respectful, have fun, and so forth. And I think in most cases, that's usually the case.
Oh, no. Did we lose him?
Ray drove off a cliff.
No, where did Ray go?
It was
so
good. We were having fun.
And he was making fun of Gord.
And then he remembered Gord.
That'll teach him to make fun of me.
Oh, you cut the cord.
Gone.
That was you. That was evil. Well, we were talking to Ray Shiro, the general manager of the New Jersey Devils. I love where he was going with Taylor Hall.
Social media is fun.
But you know what? It's got to be tough for Taylor Hall. To have sat in Edmonton through all those tough years. Like all the losing.
And he's having some fun here, but there's...
Right, but to see the guys he played with, you know.
Yeah, Ray, you're back. I thought Gord cut the cord on you.
Well, I guess he didn't like the answer.
So shape up, will you?
I'm not sure where I cut off there, but basically it's what I was saying on Taylor and Adam Henrique. I mean, as long as it's, you know, respectful, and which it is, you know, social media, I think it was great. And I, as I said on Taylor and Adam, I'm glad they were paying attention, and, you know, I think that's great.
We were just also discussing how tough it's been, you know, for Taylor Hall, and you, when you're with the team for as long as he was with the Edmonton Oilers, but he comes on over to New Jersey. He shows so much class, you know, works hard. What did you see in his transformation from the start of the year to the end of the year of how he was getting acclimated to New Jersey?
Well, it's, I mean, I think it's been well documented, the trade. It's, you know, you're there 6 years and you're trying to build something, and, you know, along with the other young players there, and they go in a direction to trade him. And that's hurtful because you put a lot of effort into to try to turn something around. And, this, you know, obviously they're having success now this year and he's not part of that. It's got to be, you know, it's got to be tough. But as I said to him, it's like, you know, you have a year of mourning here and it's time to move on. So, but I find him to be a very, very passionate person, very passionate hockey player, hardworking, caring. He wants to make a difference here. And, you know, he's a kid, you know, he's from Kingston, Ontario, and spent 6 years in Edmonton. And, you know, just when you trade for him, you're the big thing coming to this area in New York, New Jersey. And, I mean, he... You know, I told him the first thing he had to do was get an easy pass. He had no idea what that was, and he was sitting in tolls forever. So that's an adjustment. So there's both on and off stuff, things that you have to get acclimated to. But you know, I'm really happy we have him. And you know, trading Adam Larson was difficult. And all last summer, all I did was defend the trade for Edmonton because has anybody seen Adam Larson play? This guy's a pretty good player. Yeah. And you know, they certainly had a lot more room for error to make a deal because of their depth at four than I did with depth at D. But you know, I, it's going to hopefully work out well for both teams, and certainly Edmonton's on their way, and Adam's a big part of that, and Taylor will be a big part of what we're trying to do here. So, as they say, hopefully good for both.
Does this lottery win maybe accelerate your rebuild process or your building process?
Gord, I think, I mean, we have 11 picks in this draft, and last year I think we had 10 picks, and we have 9 picks the following year. But, you know, from going 5-1, it's certainly part of what you're looking to do, and it's a great, I think it's, first of all, a great thing for the organization, our fans, to be able to say, holy cow, we just, you know, the playoffs are going on, we get that, but next, you know, the Devils are all set in the news, and we just won something, which hopefully the tide is turning a bit, and, you know, that's a great asset that first overall pick, along with the 10 others we have, and the other asset that we have is a ton of cap space, which in this league is a big thing, and we have committed ownership that's, you know, had the team for over 3 years now, and so I think that's the reason for optimism and how we had to do it, and you know, trying to get younger, accumulate assets and take advantage of opportunity, and that's what we're trying to do. But to actually win it, it's nice to, from a devil standpoint, to win something like that, and hopefully give some credence, credibility as what we're trying to do here.
Well, the NHL draft in Chicago this year, June 23rd, we'll look forward to the New Jersey Devils and their first overall pick. Thanks so much for taking the time, Ray.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.